Welcome to the True Elegance Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Bome Akikube, also known as Dr. B. Through solo episodes and guest sessions, we delve into the timeless qualities of style, grace, and sophistication, and uncover what makes you truly elegant. So, sit back, relax, and let's get started on this empowering journey of becoming truly elegant. Hello, Elegant Tribe, and welcome to another episode of the True Elegance Podcast, where we talk about the inner values that make us beautiful from the inside out and help us to radiate elegant confidence. Today, I have with me the successful mentor, a graduate with honors from the Princeton University and the author of international best-selling books, including Phenomenal Feminine Entrepreneurs, Business, Life, Universe, and How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. She was selected as the Life Coach of the Year by the International Association of Top Professionals, and she hosts the top 5% globally ranked podcast titled Balance, Beautiful, and Abundant. Please join me in welcoming Rebecca Whitman.
Hello, it's so great to be here.
Awesome, nice to have you. And like we chatted during our pre-chat, you know, what an amazing way to help women to live balanced, beautiful, and abundant life. And I'm so glad you're doing that because it resonates with what I do on the True Elegance Podcast. So Rebecca, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, how your journey started to doing this transformational work for women?
Yes, I would love to tell my story. It's so nice that you mentioned that I was rated Life Coach of the Year because I never planned on being a life coach. I moved to LA 22 years ago to pursue my dream of being an actress. Yeah. And I had small parts on huge shows like Friends, CSI, and 24. Wow. And I never got that big break as an actress. So I focused on working at children's acting schools, which I really loved because I don't have any kids of my own. And I had a lot of free time to study with great spiritual teachers. And I really understood that our thoughts create our reality. And I was able to apply that to my financial life and to my health. And the one area that I did not apply it successfully to was my love life. And I had a lot of very painful breakups. And I ended up marrying someone that wasn't the right type of person for me. And 3 years after a very painful marriage, I filed for divorce. And as my marriage was unraveling, my dad was dying. And in one of the last conversations we had, he asked me to write something, and I had no idea what I was going to write. A few months later, my dad died on a Wednesday. My divorce was finalized on a Friday. My whole world was turned upside down. And somehow I found the resilience just to keep showing up. And a few months later, I was sitting in front of my financial planner, and he said, Rebecca, because of your real estate and your stocks, you are now a self-made millionaire. Wow. Yet you lost your dad in your marriage this year. How can you be so resilient? And what did you do? I think you should write a book. So I wrote a book called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. Wow. And in the book, I divide life into seven key areas, which I call my seven pillars of abundance. And now I empower women to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant by having their life aligned in these seven key areas.
Wow. Wow. That is so loaded and amazing at the same time. Wow. Talk about resilience, you know, that journey of during that week when, you know, your marriage ended and you lost your father. Sorry about that. But like, how did you come out of that, you know, at that point in time?
I actually employed the principles that I teach in the book.
Okay.
And the seven pillars of abundance are in order of importance. They are spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mental, social, and financial. So I had a morning practice. When I was a teenager, I met a woman named Janet, and she taught me how to write a daily God journal. And I took those journal prompts and I tweaked them a little bit. And I've been using this journal format now for almost 30 years. So I continue to write every morning. And in this journal, it teaches me how to turn my negative to positive. And it teaches me to learn from the pain that I'm in. And I wrote every morning in my journal. I showed up diligently for all my fitness workouts. I'm really big into group classes. So I took all my group classes and they lifted me up. I leaned on my friends and my community. And I just kept showing up for my sales job. And because of my resilience, I was able to keep showing up. You know, resilience isn't coming back. It's how fast you bounce back.
Right. Right.
And because of my daily practices, I was able to bounce back very quickly. Although I did feel the pain, I was able to learn from the pain through in my daily abundance journal.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. I like one thing that you said, which is a common statement, you know, about our thoughts creating a reality. So, you know, the things that we're thinking through our mind will probably come out through our mouths and our actions. And, you know, if they're negative, that wouldn't be so great. But, you know, if we keep having those positive thoughts and then we keep getting encouraged to follow through on actions and plans that can make them become a reality, then things will definitely improve for the better, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know you're a physician as one of your many income streams, and people are so careful with taking the right medication or putting the right food into their body, but then they let anything come out of their mouth.
Wow.
So I challenge your listeners to be just as precise and deliberate with what comes out of your mouth as with what you're putting into your mouth.
Definitely, definitely. Love it, love it. So let's dive a little more into this seven pillars of abundance, which is something you've practiced over the years and you also offer women in your various groups. Can we break them down into what they are?
I would love to. So the first pillar is spirituality, and it's important to have a relationship with a higher power, because to be an elegant warrior, which is my avatar, you want to have something to rely on that is greater than you, to have faith that there's something taking care of you, something that loves you even more than your mother does. The second pillar of abundance is fitness. And as you know, being a physician, health is wealth. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Your whole job is to get healthy again. And if you have your health, you're on an equal playing field with everybody. You have 100% possible 100% of the time if you have your health. So I prioritize health and fitness. And I like doing both of those two pillars in the morning. I wake up, I have my spiritual practice with journaling, meditation, prayer, then I go to the gym. The third area is emotions, and all emotions stem from two base emotions, fear and love. Fear is scarcity thinking. There's not enough money. There's not enough good. There's not enough men. There's not enough opportunity. Love is abundance. There's plenty of money, plenty of opportunities, plenty of love, plenty of relationships. There is more than enough.
Right.
The next area is love. And your romantic life definitely affects your health, and it definitely affects your paycheck. So it's very important to have a romantic partner that supports you and that encourages you. The next area is mental. And that's what people are doing right now as they're listening to your amazing podcast. They're working on their mindset. They're expanding their mind. There are so many ways in this day and age to expand your mind. We're really in the golden age of YouTube videos and podcasts and audibles. And there's always been books and classes and great ways to expand your mind. The next thing is social. Your vibe attracts your tribe. And if you want to up-level your life, you want to hang around people who are having success, abundance, happiness. You don't want to hang out in the ain't it awful crowd, because if they're saying ain't it awful and you're trying to up-level your life and become successful, they're just going to bring you down. I'm not saying to break up with people, but distance yourself and be very deliberate with who you spend the most time with. And then finally, financial. And everybody says financial should be first. I'm just going to work really hard. I'm going to make all this money. then I'm going to hire a personal trainer and look really hot. And then I'm going to meet my soulmate. And then we're going to go on spiritual retreats and socialize with other couples. But I'm telling you, finance is the last piece of the puzzle. I put finance first. When I was in my 20s, I was work. I didn't work out. I didn't have relationships. I didn't have friends. All I did was work, and I was overweight, unhealthy, depressed, drinking. So I'm telling you, if you get everything else in alignment, if you are healthy, if you are spiritually fit, if you have friends, if you have love, if you're positive, you are going to attract financial abundance to you.
Wow. That is awesome. I love them all. And the way you just put it all together, you know, they're various pieces of a pie. Each piece is important to make the full pie as beautiful as it should be. Wow. I love to pick on a few of them. So like the emotional piece of it, talking about fear and the scarcity mindset, you know, if we're always thinking that there's lack, there's not enough, then that's what we'll tend to. But if you're thinking abundance, and I'm sure that comes to the theme of your podcast, where we're living a balanced, beautiful, and abundant life, and knowing that there's enough to go around, because I think that's one thing that women sometimes struggle with. That's why we're always competing with each other and not celebrating and realizing our uniqueness. There is enough to go around, more than enough. God has made enough resources for each and every one of us to be able to shine in our unique talents and gifts. So how do you encourage women or work with them when it comes to that abundance piece?
Yeah, there is more than enough. And you're right, Bumi. Women were taught to compete with each other. And we were taught to compete for male attention and male approval. And that is why women are checking each other out and sizing each other up and making sure that they, you know, look the best. It's to compete for male approval. But things are changing. Women are starting to realize that they don't have to compete for male approval, that they can just be fabulous because they want to be fabulous. There's nothing to compete for. Mm-hmm. And it is changing. And it's so beautiful to see women like celebrating each other and lifting each other up. And I had a mentor, because I did struggle with competition with other women over looks. And she said, as soon as you feel that competition, I want you to walk right up to that woman and give her a sincere compliment. Beautiful. And I started doing that. And that really helped kind of deprogram me that every woman is beautiful. Every woman has her own look. There's no one standard of beauty that we're all trying to compete for.
Exactly.
There's more than enough beauty, and there's more than enough just to celebrate. And it's right. Not just one standard of beauty. It's not just the Western standard of, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes. I was never that. And I felt like unless I had that, I wasn't going to measure up. And now every kind of beauty is celebrated, and it should be celebrated.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. Giving compliments, because it definitely makes even you giving the compliments feel better as well, because you're appreciating someone in someone else. And many times it goes both ways. By the time you compliment someone about something, someone is also complimenting you about something they find special and beautiful about you. So thanks for sharing that. I also want to talk about the social piece, you know, being deliberate about the people we hang out with and the people we associate with. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, they say that we are the average of the five people we hang out with the most.
Right.
So if you want to be more successful, hang out with more successful people. If you want to be healthier, hang out with healthier people. If you want to be more positive, hang out with positive people. And it's just an easy way to up-level your life. And a lot of people are hiding out at home behind technology. They're hiding behind their cell phones and computers, and they're so lonely. And it's so ironic, because cell phone technology is supposed to bring us together, not make us hide. So right. I encourage my clients to go out to not just Facebook groups, which are all so great. I have a couple of Facebook groups, but to go to in-person events now that the world has opened back up, right. Go to networking events, go out and meet people, say hi first, how they're feeling today, and really just get out into the world and start meeting people, and you will start to attract other people. And if you go out without trying to get anything, but go out and to be a go-giver, not a go-getter, like, what am I bringing to this event? I'm going to like give everyone love and ask them how they're doing and give them encouragement. People are just going to be attracted to you like nothing you've ever seen, because so many people are in fear base. They're in fear, doubt, and worry, scarcity, not enoughness, jealousy, bitterness, resentment. If you go out and you go to an event and you're coming from love, you are just going to be a beacon of light, and you're going to attract people who want to socialize with you, be your friend, and do business with you.
Wow. I love it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Be a go-giver and not just a go-getter, because many times we just want to be the go-getter, getting. But when we give, we're able to share the talents and the unique gifts we have with the world around us. And then people will value it and they will give back to you, and it just comes around. I love that.
I mean, look at you. You're such a bright light. That's why you started this podcast. You said so many people asked you what your secrets were, and you decided to share it on this podcast. I love it.
Yes. Thank you. So, with walking through all these pillars of abundance, how easy is it to find the balance? Because, you know, sometimes it looks like a whole lot, you know, especially for working women or mothers or, you know, side hustlers. You have your day job, you have your part-time job, you're doing community. What are a few tips you have for finding balance while doing all this?
You want to become a student of your calendar. You want to befriend time and not be overwhelmed by time. Time is a man-made concept. It's created. We created hours, minutes, and days and years, and we don't want to be a victim of time. So you want to get control of your calendar and plan out your week. So there's certain hours where you're going to do your self-care, be at the gym. There's certain hours where you're going to socialize with friends. I don't socialize with friends all the time now. I just do one social visit a week. I'm a newlywed. I want to focus on my new marriage and
yes,
my coaching business and my podcast. So I'm not socializing, but I make sure I get it in once a week. You want to do your power hours. Those are the hours that you're going to devote to your side hustle. And I'm a huge believer in the Pomodoro method, 25 minutes of concentrated time and a 5-minute break. So if you don't have a full hour, schedule a half an hour, whatever you can schedule in the pockets of your week to devote to your side hustle. I have a program called Create Your Six-Figure Side Hustle. And I'm really passionate. If women or men are dissatisfied with their job, or even if you're satisfied, create a side hustle to give your life more excitement and passion. And let's turn that passion into profit and maximize your time to make your schedule more diverse. I mean, when we were students, we had those 4-subject or 5-subject binders, and we divided our time into studying like 4 or 5 things. Why not do the same thing as an adult? Just make it all stuff that lights you up and that you're passionate about.
Yeah, definitely an advocate for keeping that calendar up to date, you know, even blocking off time to just have your own me time, quiet time, where you can either just relax and do nothing or think through the things you're doing and figure out what's working and what's not working. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Sure. And yeah, that has been awesome. I know you mentioned at some point about your Elegance Warrior program. And since this is the True Elegance podcast, we have to talk about that. Can you share a little bit about what that is?
Yes, I chose the avatar Elegant Warrior because I teach women to create from their feminine. So feminine energy is magnetic. That's why my title is the Magnetic Abundance Mentor. Masculine energy is pushing and striving. So if you go out as a woman and you push yourself and strive and pressure, people, places, situations, and you're going to end up burned out. And the goal is to not be burned out, but balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So when you're in an elegant state, you are in the flow. Things are just happening. It's easy. It's fun. It's beautiful. And you are in elegance. Now, you also want to be in action, because if you stay home and stay elegant and just chill out, you're not going to achieve anything. So you do want to take action. You do want to have goals and dreams and have a plan of action. You just don't do it in a way that is pushy or exhausting. So that is the warrior part. There is a combination of elegance or femininity and also warrior energy, which is taking action and not being attached to the results. No, I've heard, I'm not in the results business. I'm in the action business. God is in the results business. So take the action and know that you're coming from love and you're coming from service, and you will get results. Elegant warriors are not coming from desperation. They're coming from contribution. And when you're coming from contribution, people really feel that energy and they want to be your customer, your client, or be a part of your world.
Beautiful. We're coming from contribution, not from desperation. At the same time, we're staying elegant and maintaining our feminine energy, but putting it into good use. I love what you said, like, if you just stay elegant and stay home, like, nobody is going to know about you or be blessed by what you have to offer. But taking those actions and contributing positively to the world around us is definitely needed. Yeah. Wow. This has been so beautiful. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for your time today. And I'll just give you a few minutes maybe to provide some wrap-up wisdom and ideas for the group. And then we'll talk a little bit more about how we can stay in touch.
Sure. So I would tell everyone in the group to wrap up is your happiness is in the now. If you are thinking about the past, you're beating yourself up. You're in perfectionism or depression. Perfectionism is saying, I would have, could have, should have done it better. Depression is regret, thinking you missed the opportunity. You're thinking about the man or the situation that got away from you. The future is anxiety. Oh my God, what's going to happen? Am I going to be okay? Is everything going to work out for me? What am I going to do? I call that future tripping. So your happiness is in the moment. How do you stay in the moment? Through your five senses. What are you doing right now? What are you seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, hearing right now? That will get you in the moment. Go outside, study the flower, feel your fingertips, listen to a song, really smell the food that's cooking in your kitchen, get into your senses. And then if you still can't get into the moment, then just do the next thing. Just take the next step, do the next indicated action, and just have faith that the future will take care of itself. God didn't bring you this far on your journey to drop you on your head. You are being looked after and cared for. Everything's going to be okay. And you're ready. You're going to be ready for the future. God is preparing you and you are ready.
Wow. That is so beautiful. Your happiness is in the now. My happiness is in the now. We can't keep waiting for when everything will be beautiful and perfect. As we take those steps, the imperfections become more beautiful and there's a beautiful future ahead.
Yes, happiness is in the now. Everything you want. Why do we want the big house or the new car, or the exotic vacation? So we'll feel happy. Mm-hmm. But we're putting our happiness in the future like a donkey chasing a carrot. Yeah. By the time we get that new house or vacation or relationship, then we'll want something else. So
exactly.
Your happiness is right here, right now. If you have your next breath, if you have your five senses, and happiness is a decision, it's not an event. You can decide that I'm going to be happy no matter what, right here, right now.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you so very much, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
It's been amazing hanging out with you today. Can you share with our audience how they can stay in touch with you beyond today?
Yeah, so my Instagram is Rebecca E. Whitman. In my Instagram, I have a link in bio. And in that link in bio is everything you need that I'm doing, all my offerings. I'm doing a free women's circle every Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, where I give you accountability, coaching, and support for free. I'm hosting a lot of virtual summits. I have my podcast, my YouTube, my website. My website is RebeccaElizabethWhitman.com. And then Bumi is going to share my link tree, which is also in my Instagram bio. And in that link tree, I'm going to give you my abundance journal, which I'm so excited for you to start using. It will absolutely change your life like it's changed mine.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. I look forward to catching all those. Bless you. Catching all those links and information and sharing it with the audience. Thank you so much. It's been amazing having you on today, and keep being balanced, beautiful, and abundant.
Thank you, Bumi, for having me. It's been a pleasure to connect with you, and I can't wait to keep in touch with your audience.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe so you'll be the first to be notified of every new episode. Leave a review and share this podcast with that elegant lady in your life. This is a space where we can come together to empower and inspire each other and live feeling elevated and enlightened. See you in the next episode.